Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Eichhorn. Meseches Bava Basra has been sponsored in honor of Reb Shraga Feivel Siegfried.
This shiur is on Bava Basra, Daf Tzadi. The Gemara brings a member of Mar Shmuel, a Meisifin ala Midas Yesu Mishtos. If Bezin wishes to enlarge the Midas, they should not enlarge and make the Midas larger more than a Shtos at one time. And the Gemara asks, my timer, what's the reason for this halacha of Shmuel? Ilem Mishum if Kuritara Shtos Nami Loizak, the Gemara Elo Mishum I know. Being that the Meichah may not know that the Midas are larger, and the Meichah is going to be charging money based on the smaller measurements, thinking that he's selling the smaller measurement, it's going to come out that the Meichah is Nis'anet. So up until the Shtus, the Mekach is still Kayim, but more than the Shtus, the Halacha I know is that it's a Bittul Mekach. So Zok the Gemara, the Loili have a Bittul Mekach. Today that it shouldn't come to a Bittul Mekach, Bezin should not enlarge the Midas more than the Shtus. In fact, the Gemara, why is it Dafka more than the Shtus a Bittul Mekach? Even less than a shtus is also a bittul mekach. So why is it that Bezin only doesn't enlarge more than a shtus? A filu a shtus or less than a shtus also is a bittul mekach, and Bezin should not enlarge the midas at all. So the Gemara, the reason of Shmuel is kra ashkach v'darash Shmuel dasha from a pasuk that were only choishes for the hefsir of the meicher are more than a shtus. But a less than a shtus or a shtus itself, we're not choishes for the hefsir of the meicher, and therefore Bezin does not enlarge the midas more than a shtus at one time, because the meicher may not know and it'll come to a hefsir. But a shtus or less than a shtus, we're not choishes for the hefsir of the meicher, because we dash from the pasuk, which not be choishes for the hefsir of the meicher. In this halacha that the Gemara brings of Rav of Kaldava Shav Midah Shav Mishka Shav Minyan, that Afilu Pachis Michtei No is choizer. The Shita Sarashbam is that Rav is coming to say that by a Dava Shav Midah Shav Mishka Shav Minyan, it's a Tos Gomahu, it's a real Mekach Tos. Being that he gave different than the amount they made up, he gave them in the Dava Shav Midah Shav Mishka Shav Minyan, he promised to give 7 of items and he only gave 5. He gave less than the exact number of what he was supposed to give. In such a case, it's a Mekach Tos. And the Mekach is Batel Lagami. It's not Midine, I know that he has to return more. Only it's a Bittul Mekach and a Mekach Tos. And if in such a case, Afilu Pachs Michtei, I know also it's a Bittul Mekach Lagami, and therefore the Mekach is Chayzer. The Rajba asks on the Shita Sarajbam from the Alochas of Perek Beis Kor. Perek Beis Kor is dealing of Alochas when one measured, made up to sell an amount of karka, and he came out with the measurements, didn't come out to the amount they made up. And the Mishnah, Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis says, Beis Korafani Moichelach, and they were Madad Bechevel Piches Kolshu Yenake. In a case when he was Piches Kolshu, and in the measurement he gave less than the amount that was promised, it's a Davashav Midavashav Mishkovashav Minyan, and the Halacha is that is Yenake. The Moichel takes off of the price, being that he was Piches Kolshu. And we don't say that the Mekach is Batlan, it's a Bittul Mekach, being that he gave less karka than what he promised. And there are many other examples similar to this in the Perek of Beis Kor. So, in the Rajba, we see from the Halachas in Perek Beis Kor that when a case of Dava Shav Midah Shav Mishka Shav Minyan, when the Meicher didn't give the amount that he promised, in such a case the Mekach is not bottled. So, how is it that the Rajbam is learning the memory of Rav that Dava Shav Midah Shav Mishka Shav Minyan, Afilu Pachs Mitei No Es Chayzes, because it's a Mekach Tos? L'chay, we see from the Mishnayis in Perek Beis Kor that it's not considered a Mekach Tos. The answer to the Rajba's kasha, the Rajbam himself in the Kuf Gimel Amud Beis is necessary to this kasha, and the Rajbam explains with his achil between karka and metaltlin. When it comes to karka, the lekech is nichale, whatever amount the meicher sells him, the lekech is nichale to buy. And the meicher also knows that the lekech is always nichale to buy whatever amount he ends up selling him. So even though he ends up giving him less than the amount that was promised, they both know that the lekech wishes to buy it anyways, and therefore it's not considered a mekach tos. Masha'in came when it comes to metaltalin with lekech katayna, he only wanted to buy the amount that was promised. Being that over here was pachas from the amount that was promised, in such a case it's a mekach tos, called dava shav midah v'shav mishko v'shav minyan, afilu pachas michtei no es chayzer. The Rajba is chelek on the Rajbam mikoyach this kasha, and the Rajba brings the sheet of the Rim Megash. This that Rava said, called dava shav midah v'shav mishko v'shav minyan, afilu pachas michtei no es chayzer, is not the kavana that it's a bit of mekach and the mekach is chayzer legamri. What Rav is saying is that if the Meicher gave less by Dava Shav Midah V'Shav Mishka V'Shav Minyan, he gave less than what he promised. In such a case, the Meicher has to be Mashlam. We don't say it's Pachas Mishtos and Mestamad is a Mechila, and therefore the Nesana is Meichel, and the Ma'ana doesn't have to return the money that he was Ma'ana is Chaveri. By Dava Shav Minyan, the Ma'ana has to return and be Mashlam, this that he gave less than what he promised. It doesn't have the regular dinner, I know, and Afilu Pachas Michtei, I know. Also, we say the Mekach is Kayim, but the Ma'ana has to return the amount that he cheated his friend. And therefore, in the case when he was Pichas, the Ma'ana, meaning the Moichah, is going to have to be Mashlim and give more to be Mashlim. This is what he promised. And in the case when the Moichah gave too much, the Lekech would have to return this that the Moichah gave him more than what was promised. It does not have the din that I know that a Pachas Mishtus there is Mechila, only Afilo on a Pachas Mishtus also the I know is Chayzer. This Shita of the Rimagash is also the Shita of the Rambam in Perek Tezvav, Milchus Mechia, the Rambam Paskins, called Dovashah Midah, Vashah Mishka, Vashah Minyan. Afilo Pachas Mechtei No, the Allah is the Mekach is Kayim, but the Ma'ana has to return the I know to the Nisana. And Lechoyri Yesh Lahor on the Rimagash and the Rambam from the Lashon of our Gemara. The Gemara is a Havamina, the reason for Shmuel's Allah, that Bezin does not enlarge Midas more than a Shtus at one time. Elam Ishumay No, because the Moichah may not know of this switch and he's going to come to be Nisan and Delay Havi Bito Mekach. It should not come to a Bito Mekach, it should not come to be a Mekach Tos in such cases that the Moichah is not going to realize that he's being Nisan and Yosem Ishtos. And on that, the Gemara asked from Rabbi Zalacha that I feel the Pachas Mishtos also this is also the Alacha of Yosem Ishtos. And it's Masha from the Gemara also this Alacha that it should not be a Bito Mekach. But Akoponim, the Mashmois of the Gemara is that Rabbi Zalacha, the Vishamid, the Vishamishka, the Vishaminyan. I feel the Pachas Mishtei No is similar to Yosem Ishtos that there's a Bito Mekach. It's not Mashma that the Mekach is Kaim, one is Machsud, I know. It's Mashma, it's a Bito Mekach Gomer, and the Chayyid is Zahar on the sheet of the Rimagash and the Rambam. And the Rajba is Mashma, the Rajba learned in the sheet of the Rimagash, that this that the Gemara says, Lo Lehavi Bito Mekach, and the Gemara asks from Rabbis, Lav Dafka Bito Mekach. But it's a filu if the halacha would be that the Mekach is Kaim, only the I know is Chayyid, Bezim was still Chayyid for such a matziv, that the Ma'ana is going to be Mechayyid to return the I know back to the Nisana. In such a case also, Bezin was choshish not to bring about such a situation, and therefore Bezin would not enlarge the midas to Yosem Mishtos. And on that, the Gemara is asking, I feel on a Pachas Mishtos also, the Ma'ana has to return the Einot to the Nisane, so what is Bezin gaining by only enlarging up to a Shtos and not more than a Shtos? Reb Chaim in his Sefer, in Perek Tezov Milchus Mechira, explains that there, even according to the sheet of the Rimagash and the Rambam, that normally Rava's halacha is called Dava Shev Midah Veshev Mishkel Veshev Minyan. The halacha is the Mekach is Kaim, only the Ma'ana has to return the Einot to the Nisane. It's dafka in a regular case of Dava Shev Midah Veshev Mishkel Veshev Minyan. But in the case of our Gemara, Kuli Alma Moide would be a bit of Mekach. In the case where the Moichah did not realize he was Nisane, he thought that the measurement is he's selling the smaller measurement, and the Lekeach thought it was the bigger measurement. In such a case, everybody's masking it's a bit of Mekach. And therefore, our Gemara asks from Rava Zalacha, because in our case, everybody's masking that Rava Zalacha would be a bit of Mekach and a Mekach Toz Gomer. And Reb Chaim explains there's a chilik between the regular case of Davish Amid, Davish Amishka, Davish Aminyan, where in such a case, the Meicher gave less in Minyan, he gave 5 instead of giving 7. In such a case, the Halach is the Mekach is Kayim, and the Meicher has to mash them what he promised. Being that they both knew Bishas the Pisaka Mekach, the Meicher promised 7 of such an item, and Lekech is expecting to receive 7. If the Meicher only gives 5, in such a case, the Halach is the Meicher just has to mash them what he promised. He didn't yet finish to give what he's promised, and therefore he has to be mashlim and give another 2 to be mashlim what he promised. But this is all in the case where the pisak was a good pisak. They both made up to give a certain amount. They both agreed on the amount, only the moichah gave less than that amount. In such a case, the halacha is, you have to be mashlim up to the amount, because he wasn't yet mekayim his promise. Mashenke, when it comes to the case of our Gemara, where the moichah doesn't realize that the midas were enlarged, and therefore the lekech, when b'shas the pisak, the lekech assumed he's receiving the larger midah, and the Meicher is assuming he's selling with the smaller midah. It comes that Bishas, they made up the Mekach, they weren't agreeing to the same thing. The Lekeach thought he was agreeing to a price for a larger midah, and the Meicher thought he's selling for the smaller midah. In such a case, there's a mistake in the Etzem Pisak. In such a case, everybody's masking it's a Mekach Tos, and the Mekach is Batel Lagami. And therefore, our Gemara asks, in the case like this, where the Pisak they made up wasn't a real Pisak, because the Meicher and the Lekeach would be in a scam for two different things, that's a regular Mekach Tos, and Afilo Pachas Mechtei No is also a bit of Mekach, and it's Meyusha Delosh Na Gemara, Afilo Fishita Sarambam. Only Reb Chaim is Meoyer, Lechayr Lefizet, Shver, what's the Gemara telling to Rav Zalacha? The Gemara is telling to, Kaldova Shemida Vishem Mishka Vishem Minyan, Afilo Pachas Mechtei No is Chayzer. Rava's halacha is a case when the pisak was a good pisak and they made up an amount that they agreed to and both were in agreement of what is being sold. And in such a case, Rava's said as halacha, Afilo Pachas Mechtei No is Chayzer. And that's not the case of our Gemara. In our Gemara, there's a mistake in the Etzem Pisak, the Meichon and Lekeach are not being Niskavnu for the same thing. And in such a case, it's a Mekach Toz Gom effect of Chaim. What's the Gemara telling to Rava's halacha to the case of our Gemara? Zoktav Chaim, the Gemara is telling to the halacha of Rava was mechadish that the Dava Shemida Vesham Mishka Vesham Minyan is different than all I know. But emes, when it comes to all I know, when the Meicher sells the Lekeach a chepet that's really worth 5 and he sells it for 6, in such a case, the halacha is that the Mekach is Kaim, it's I know Ashtus, only the Ma'ana, the Meicher has to give back to the Lekeach 1. and it comes out the meicher is selling to the lekach the chayfetz for five. In fact, the b'chayim lechayer the meicher never had kavanah to sell the chayfetz for five. So why is it that the mekach is kaim? We should say the meicher never had kavanah to make such a mechiv, and the mekach should be bottle, it should be a mekach tos. So the b'chayim vice leis the halacha I know is that the mekach really is a mekach for six, and the mekach is kaim. Only it's exeris akotiv that the meicher has the chiv to pay back the lekach, to give him back one. But it's not the pshat the mekach is now for five. It's just exeris akotiv to machzer the ino. And Mameda would have a have mina feel in our case also by the Ainova, Dovashamida, Vishamishka, Vishaminyan, when the Meichin and the Lekech did not make up to the same amount, like the case in our Gemara. I would say it's a Gzeris Akosiv that the Ma'ana should return to the Nis'ana, the Ainah, and the Mekach is Kayim, just like we say by the Aloha, by regular Ainah, even though in Svar it should be a Mekach Toz. Afiloche, we say it's a Gzeris Akosiv, the Mekach is Kayim, and the Ma'ana returns to the Nis'ana, the Ainah. I should say the same thing is true in our case, that it should be exeris akosav that the mekach is kayim and the ma'ana returns to the nis'ana, the amount of the ino. On that, the Gemara shtelling to Rava's halacha that an adav v'shav midav v'shav mishka v'shav minyan, it does not have the halachas of ino. It's not the regular case of selling for more than its value with the dini ino. This that the mekach is being chayzer or the ino is being returned is not midini ino. It's halachas of mekach tos. It's halacha that the meicha was not mashed than what he promised. In such a case, it's just a svar and it does not have the dini ino and it's not exeris akosav. And therefore, if the pisuk is a good pisuk that they made up to sell seven, in such a case, the meicher has to mash them what he promised. But if there's a mistake in the pisuk, like in our Gemara, in such a case, being that we have Rava's halacha, that such a case does not follow dini ayinah, the male halacha is that the mekach is bottle legami, and therefore it's a mekach tos. And I'll compare it to summarize, we have the machlekes of Rishonim and Rava's halacha, Dovashamida, Vishamishka, Vishaminyan, the Shita Sarash Bam is that it's a Mekach Toz Gomer on a Dovashaminyan. If the Meicher gave less than what he promised to the Lekech, the Mekach is Batal Lagami. And the Rajba asked from the Mishnais in Perek Beis Kor that we see that Yenake, the Meicher is just Menachem and Adamim, but Avada, the Mekach is Kaim. We said, oh, the Rajbam and Daf Kuf Gimel Bavon's discussion, the Rajbam explains by Kaka, it's different being that the Lekech is Nachas and he wishes to buy it, even if the Meicher is giving less, and the Meicher knows that, therefore the Mekach is Kayim. And we said, over the sheet of the Rimagash and the sheet of the Rambam, the Rav is Alocha, the Vishamida, Vishamishka, Vishaminyan, Afilu Pachas Mechteino, as Kayim is the Mekach is Kayim, only the Ma'an has to return to the Nisana, the Dmei Aino, but Avada the Mekach is Kayim. And the Chayyid is the Orif from the Lashon of our Gemara, the Delay Lahavi Bittol Mekach, Va'omar Rava, Kodav, Shamidah, Shamishka, Shaminyan, it's Mashan, Afil Pachas, Vichtei, I know, it's a Bittol Mekach. We said that with Mashmoy, so the Rajbu is that the Lashon of the Gemara is Lav Dafka, and if Chayyid was Mefarish, that it's Cholik, our case from a regular case of Dov, Shamidah, Shamishka, Shaminyan, a regular case of Dov, Shamidah, Shamishka, Shaminyan, being that the Meicha was not Mashan what he promised, but what they promised, they both agreed upon. He promised to give seven, and he only gave five in such a case. The Meicher has to finish giving. We look at it that he didn't finish giving what he promised, and therefore he just mashed him, but the Mekach is Kayim. Mashenkin, now a case where the Meicher is expecting, when he was selling it, he was discussing the smaller Midah, and the Lekech thought he was receiving the bigger Midah. In such a case, it's a mistake in the Etzem Pisa Ka Mekach. In such a case, it's a Mekach Tos, and the Mekach is Batel Lekuli Alma. Only if Chaim asked him, what's the Gemara telling to the member of Rava? And if Chaim explained, we're telling to the member of Rava that it's not similar to the regular Ainah, even though regular Ainah also, it's really Minasvar, it should be a Mekach Tos, being the Meicher did not want to sell for the lower price after he returns the Ainah. Afiluachi, it's Exeris Akosav, the Mekach is Kayim, and he has to be Machsu the Dmei Ainah. So I would think the same thing applies over here. For that, we're telling to Rava that a Dov Shamidav Sham Mishka Sham Minyan does not have Dina Ainah. But Avad, that's not the same as a regular Dov Shamidav Sham Mishka Sham Minyan. In those cases, the Mekach is Kayim, and the Ma'ana returns the Ainah. And in our Gemara, where there's a mistake in the Pisak, the Mekach is Batel Lagami, and it's a Mekach Tos. On the Etzim Halacha of Ravav, Kaldav, Shev, Midav, Shev, Mishkov, Shev, Minyana, Filip, Pachas, Michtei, Eino, is Chayze. The Halacha in Shulchan Aruch is Gepaskin, this, that it's Chayze, is Chayze, Lo'ilam. The Nis'ana always has the right to be Tevea back from the Meicher is money, even though normally the Halacha is by Dina Eino. The Mishnah tells us it's Ad Kedei Shiyir, Le Tagare, Le Kroivare, there's a Zman until he can show Le Tagare, Le Kroivare, that's the amount of time the Nis'ana has to be Tevea back, Eino, Osi, from the Me'ana. And after that, we assume the Nis'ana is Meichel. Over here, the halacha is that it's chayzer lo'olam, and the nisana could always be taver back the amount that he was cheated from the ma'ana. So, in fact, this man, maishno, what's the chiluk from the case of davar shamid, davar shamishka, davar shaminyan, that it's chayzer lo'olam, and when it comes to dinah, I know the halacha is only at the shir, the tagari, the kravoy. And this man, Simon Veishlam, and Beisiv Katan Gimel, explains that shani hocha de ta'usa yadua, being that it's ta'us is yadua, v'doymu lechazor sakzele de aimless man. In our case, it's similar to Chazor's Gzela, and the halacha by Gzela is there is no zman to how long the Nigzel could be teveh, the Dmea Gzela from the Gazlan. So to over here also, it's Daimit to Gzela, and therefore the Nisana could be La'olam teveh back on Osir from the Ma'an, and we don't assume ever that he was Meichel. And the Chayyid, the Pirish B'divei Asma is that it's Cholak over here from Dinei Ainah, In the case of Eino, where they made up a price and the price was overcharging for the Mekach, even though they both agreed to sell a chevet that's worth 5, they agreed to pay 6. The Lekech agreed to such a price. Only it comes out the Moicha overcharged the Lekech, and in such a case, the Lekech has the right to be Tevei and Ha'osai, but the right the Lekech has to be Tevei and Ha'osai is only Medina Ha'ino. It's a Chiddush in the Torah. Medina Ha'ino is that the Lekech has the right to be Tevei back this that he's overcharged. And in such a case, the halach is that the schus is only about kdeshir the tagav with the kroivay. After that amount, we assume that the lekech is meichel is schus. Man shenkein our gemara the chlis that the leinis ane can be tever back from the ma'ane did may I know is not midine I know it's not from the chiddush atay of the parish of I know. This that the ma'ane is tever back I know also from the nisane. This that the nisane is tever back I know also from the ma'ane is a svar either like the Rashbam, it's a mekach tos. The Mekach, the Tos, the Gami, the Lekech, never received what he was promised. So that's regular Gzela. It's Mamun Chavei B'yodeh, which he could be Tevei Loilam. Or like we said, B'shein Devi Megash, being that the Meicher didn't yet give what he promised, he has to be Mashlim to give what he promised. But it's Kein Gzela. It's Mamun Chavei B'yodeh, and it's a Svar that the Ma'ana would have to be Mashlim back to the Nisane. It's not Medina, I know. And therefore, we don't assume a Mechila of Ad Kreshir, the Tagare, the Kroivoy, and Mamela, the Nisane could be Tevei in the Osei Loilam. The Gemara in the Hemshech brings the halacha of Eitzei Peiris with Isser that one cannot gather together the Peiris in order to save them until the Peiris are Yotzam in Ashok and then they go up in value and then sell for the higher price. And the Gemara brings such an Isser and the Oynish of Nishba Hashem Begoin Yaikovim Eshkach Lonetzach Kol Maseim. The Gemara brings the Oynish of the Eitzei Peiris. The Gemara that brings the halacha of Amarav Oysa Odom Eskavu Oytze, even though it's a halacha that it's ushered to be Oytze the Peiris, but when he himself grew, it's mutter for a person to put into an Oytze. The Gemara says, Tanya Nam Yochi, and Eitzim Peiris, Dvorm Sheshpan Chai Nefesh, that on Dvorm Sheshpan Chai Nefesh, it's also to be Eitzim the Peiris, but Medvorm Murm, it's Dafka Lekech, Menashuk, Pamachnis Mishaloy, it's Mutter. And the Braise ends off that it's Mutter, La Odom, Letzor, Peiris, Beretz Yisrael, Gimel Shonim, it's Mutter together, Peiris in itself for 3 years, Ereshvius, Shvius, Matsoy Shvius, being that there's not what to eat during the Shnas HaShemitah. Therefore, it's mutter for a person to gather together the peiris of Erish on Erish Shvius for 3 years for Erish Shvius, Shvius, and Matzoy Shvius. The Gemara then brings the mice of Amalei Reb Yosi Reb Chanina leFuga Shamei that Reb Yosi Reb Chanina told Fuga Shamei Poik Atzor Li Peiris Shalishonim Erish Shvius uShvius and Matzoy Shvius. He told him that to gather together the peiris for 3 years for Erish Shvius, Shvius, and Matzoy Shvius. The Meir Simcha is Meir on the Gemara. What was the Gemara Mechadish with this Maisa more than the Etzma Malach of the Braisa that it's mutter to be out to the Paris by Erish Shvius for 3 years, for Erish Shvius, Shvius, and Matzai Shvius? What was Nitoisa with this Maisa of Reb Yosef ben Chanina that he told Fugo Shamit to be out to the Paris for 3 years? The Sameach answers the Gemara Sanhedrin brings a Machlikis Tanoam and Afid Beis Amad Aleph whether or not Bezin was Ma'abr the Shonam Matzai Shvius. Being that a Matzoy Shvius, people do not have what to eat from the Shnas HaShemitah, so they want to use the produce of this year already, which becomes Mutter, the Chodesh becomes Mutter on Pesach, B'Shas HaKrava So'imer. So therefore, Bezdin was not Me'abra the Shana on Matzoy Shvius, so it should be sooner that people should be able to eat the produce from that grew the year of Matzoy Shvius after Pesach will become sooner, and this way people would have what to eat. And the other time, it holds that Bezdin could be Me'abra the Shana Matzoy Shvius. And he says, being that you could bring Peiris from Chutz La'aretz, so Mela, once you can bring payas from Chutz La'aretz, the people have what to eat, and therefore Bezdin could be Ma'abr the Shana. And the Gemara says, the Machlokes is whether or not you can bring the payas of Chutz La'aretz into Eretz Yisrael for Choshesh L'Gushayin, that when they're bringing the payas, they're going to bring in offer and dirt from Eretz from Chutz La'aretz, which is Metame Tumas Eretz Amim, and you're going to bring Tumas Eretz Yisrael. Are we Choshesh that Gushayin, the dirt's going to come along with the payas or not? That's the Machlokes, whether or not Bezdin's Ma'abr the Shana on Matzoy Shvius. So the Meir Simcha, the Yerushalmi in the first parak in Shkolim tells us that Rebbe matted to bring payas from Chutz La'aretz into Eretz Yisrael. Rebbe gave a heter on this issur, even the one who asked that one cannot bring payas from Chutz La'aretz because of Choshesh for Gushayin. Rebbe matted that from that point on it's mutted to bring payas from Chutz La'aretz into Eretz Yisrael. The Meir could have a havamin of this that the Braisa says it's mutter to be ma'oitz of the payas for Eretz Shvius, Shvius, and Matzoy Shvius is only before Rebbe matted to bring the payas from Chutz La'aretz. Therefore, being that people do not have what to eat, it's mutter to be ma'oitz of the payas. Mashenkin after Rebbe mattered to bring the payas from Chutz La'aretz that people could eat the payas of Chutz La'aretz, I would think there is no heter. And that's the chiddush that Rebbe Yosef Chanina lived after Rabbeinu HaKadosh and was already mutter to bring payas from Chutz La'aretz, afilo achi, it's mutter to be oitz of the payas of Erish, Shvius, Shvius, and Shvius. You could be oitz of the payas for 3 years, even though by it comes to the halacha of Ma'abra the Shana was samech on the payas of Chutz La'aretz, when it comes to be oitz of payas, one does not have to be samech on the payas of Chutz La'aretz, and it could be oitz of his payas for 3 years until Matzoy Shvius, so therefore he will have what to eat. In a similar svara, there's a yidua dika machlokes the Mabit and the Beis Yosef in regard to what is the halacha of a guy who owns karka in Eretz Yisrael, peiros nachri in Eretz Yisrael when it comes to shmita, to the peiros of the nachri in Eretz Yisrael k'dusha shvius or the peiros of the nachri not a k'dusha shvius. The Mabit in chelak aleph siman yad aleph and siman chaf aleph paskins that the peiros of a nachri in Eretz Yisrael in shnas hashmita is part of trumas ha'maisvus. The oid paskins in a bit, not only is it potter from Chumas and Maisvis, because it can't be Muhammad and the Yisrael's parents are potter from Chumas and Maisvis, who within the guy's parents are potter from Chumas and Maisvis. But in a bit is also Mechadish, not only is potter from Chumas and Maisvis, but it also has Kedusha Shvius. The guy's kinyan in the Karka in Eretz Yisrael is not Mafkir, the Kedusha Shvius, and parents Nachri in Eretz Yisrael have a Kedusha Shvius. The Beis Yosef and Chuva in Afkas Reichel paskins, the parents that are of Karka of a guy, who owns karka in Eretz Yisrael, do not have a Kedusha Shvius. The kinyan of the goy in the karka is mafkia from the Kedusha Shvius. And the peiros of halacha, peiros regular, peiros of sharshonim. And the Beis Yosef also paskins that the peiros that are grow from the karka of a nachri during Shnas HaShmita, chayv in Chumas HaMaisus. The Beis Yosef even made a chayim, one who is mekel and doesn't follow his psak and is not mafish Chumas HaMaisus. There's a chayim from the Beis Yosef, one is mechuyuti mafish Chumas HaMaisus. Some achreinim held that the chayim of the Beis Yosef also applies to one who is makbid to be keep Kedusha Shvius and Peiros that grow on the karka of a Nochri during Shnas HaShmita in Eretz Yisrael. The Chazanish in Shvius is Mayrechit many rayas, but the Chazanish held the Chayim of the Beis Yosef only applies one who is Mekon and is not Mafish Chumas HaMaisus. But if one is Makbid like the Mabit and he's no Kedusha Shvius, but as long as he's not Mekon, not the Mafish Chumas HaMaisus, he's not Mekon on the Beis Yosef, he's Machbid like the Beis Yosef and Machbid like the Mabit, there is no Chayim from the Beis Yosef. The Chazanish also that the Beis Yosef was Chayzer B'Saif Yamav. There's Eidus from the Shlo and other Achrenin that the Beis Yosef B'Saif Yamav was Chayzer. And if one can, the Chazanish held the Maskana, one is Mechuyuti Makbid like the Mabit, and we know Kedusha Shvius on the Peiros Nachri in Eretz Yisrael. But Al-Kopanim is a Machlekes, the Mabit and the Beis Yosef. What's the halacha of Peiros that grow in Eretz Yisrael during Shnas HaShmita on the Karka of a Nachri if it has Kedusha Shvius or not? And the Mabit brings a Raya from our Gemara. This that the Gemara matted to be Eitzer Peiros Gimel Shonim Eretz Shvius Shvius and Metzoy Shvius. And the Beis of Chanina told Pugo Shame to be Eitzer in Peiros for Gimel Shonim. So the Mabit it will be that the Peiros Nachri is Mutter and one can go buy Peiros that grow on the Karka of a Nachri in Eretz Yisrael. Why is it that it's Mutter to be Eitzer the Peiros of Gimel Shonim? Why can't we be Samech that one should just buy the Peiros that grow on the Karka of a Nachri? It's mashma from the Gemara, from this that the Gemara is afraid that a person will not have what to eat, and therefore he's oitzer the peiros for Gimel Shonim, and Erev Shvius for Erev Shvius, Shvius and Metzoy Shvius, is mashma like the sheet of Nabit, that a filo what grows on the karka of a Nachri in Eretz Yisrael also has Kedusha Shvius, and therefore there will not be enough peiros, there will not be what to eat for the 3 years, if one will not be oitzer the peiros of Erev Shvius, and therefore the Braisa and the Mice of Rebbe Yisrael Chanina matter that one could be oitzer the peiros for Gimel Shonim, Erev Shvius, Shvius and Metzoy Shvius. On the Etzem Maisa mentioned in the Gemara, Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina told the Shamish to be Oitzer from the Peiros of 3 years, Erev Shvius, Shvius, and Metzoy Shvius. The Rashbam is Mefarish that Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina lived in Eretz Yisrael and he holds like the man Yamak to Shurishayna Kitchel Lashaita, the Kitchel Asad Lavoi. And he holds like the man Yamak Megillah, Makrivan Apple Pishayn Bayis. Being that he holds Kitchel Asad Lavoi, even though he lived after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, there would still be an Isser Shmita in Eretz Yisrael because there still is a Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael. And being that there's Nisr Shemitah, so he wanted to be Eitzer the Peiros for 3 years for Erev Shvius, Shvius, and Metzoy Shvius. The Ritvara Asugya explains this that Rabbi Yosef Chanina was Eitzer the Peiros for 3 years for Erev Shvius, Shvius, and Metzoy Shvius was either because the old Kitchel Rishonah, Kitchel Lashaita, the Kitchel also Lover, and therefore there's still a Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael. So the Ritvara, second Pshat, I feel if he was like Kitchel also Lover, there's an Issa with the Rabbanon, Shemitah is Noig with the Rabbanon, and therefore it would be awesome with the Rabbanon to be Zerea Bishnas HaShmitah. And being that it's also awesome, Midrabanan, there were no Peiros around Bishnas HaShmita, so therefore he was Eitzer the Peiros for Shalosh Shanim, Erev Shvius, Shvius, and Metzoy Shvius. In Ayelos HaShachar, Rabbi Aaron Leib asks on the Rashbam, why is it that the Rashbam says, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina holds Kitcher Rishayna, Kitcher Lashaita, the Kitcher Lassad Lavoi? I feel if he holds like Kitcher Lassad Lavoi, there would still be an Issa Midrabanan. And if there's an Issa Midrabanan, there would still be no Peiros around, and he would still have to be Eitzer the Peiros for Gimel Shanim. So why is it that the Rashbam is mefarish that he holds kitchel l'shaita v'kitchel l'asad lavoi? I feel l'fi the man d'yama like kitchel l'asad lavoi. There's an issa m'derabonon shmita's noig akoponon m'derabonon. V'efshi yesh liyashiv Rashbam that he holds like the sheet of the Rishonim in Gittin, the Raivin and the Balamor holding Masechtas Gittin that if you hold like kitchel l'asad lavoi, there is no issa m'derabonon ten shmita's not noig b'chlal. The achelik on this that there's an issa m'derabonon that shmita should be noig l'fi the man d'yama like kitchel l'asad lavoi. And being that the Rashbam holds there is no Issur Shemitah, Afilim, and the Rabbanim, and the Amar, and the Kitchel Asa Lava, use Mepharash HaSugya, that Rabbi Yosef Reb Chanina held Kitchel Ashaitag, the Kitchel Asa Lava, and therefore there was still an Issur Shemitah. The Chazon Yecheskel and his Pirush on Tosefta Chelek Zorim is medayik from the Gemara by Katan Daf Dalet that even according to the Man Yomer Kitchel Rishonah Kitchel Ashaita VeKitchel Asa Lava Afilo Achi Shmita Bezman Azeh is only Midrabanan, and he's mefarish just like by Yevu we find the Halacha that Yevu is only Noyek because Man Sheishver Aleo it's not totally in whether or not it's Kitchel Asa Lava Afilo if it's Kitchel Asa Lava Yevu is not Noyek because Man Sheein Reiv Yeshver Aleo. So too by Shmita also there's Halacha it's Dafko and Reiv Yisrael is in Eretz Yisrael. And Shmita is Tolian Yevil, it's only because Mancha Yevil Noig that Shmita's Karkois is Noig Midiraisa, and therefore Bizman Azeh, Afilo Fitz Kitchel Asad Lavi, and there still is a Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, Afilo Achi Shmita would not be Asim Midiraisa, the Issa Shmita would only be a Din Midirabanon. And his Mepharish is the Shita of the Rambam Paskins like Rebbe, Gittin Davlam Midvav, Rebbe says, Kos Mancha at the Meshamit Karkois at the Meshamit Ksofim, that only Kos Man Shmita's Karkois is Noig. There's at that time Shmita's Ksofim is Noyik, but at the time that Shmita's Karkois is not Noyik, so Shmita's Ksofim is also not Noyik. And Rashi is Mefarish, what does it mean that Shmita's Karkois is not Noyik? Kegoyim Bizman Azeh, that the Kedusha is already bottled, Kedusha's Eretz Yisrael is bottled. Rashi is Mefarish, it means the Man Diyama Kedusha, Rishayna Kitchel, Lashayta Veloy Kitchel, Asad Lavi, so being that the Kedusha's Eretz Yisrael is bottled, therefore Shmita's Ksofim is not Noyik, also just like the Shmita's Karkois is not Noyik. The case of Mishnah in Perek Tes from Hilchos Shmita v'Yovel is Mefarish that the Rambam explains Rebbe's memra of Kozman at the Meshamit Karkois at the Meshamit Ksofim is not referring to the Shmita of Karka, because Shmita's Karkois is Noig Afilu Bezman Azeh Midirais, it's referring to the Shmita of Yovel. That Kozman that the Yovel is Noig in such a case, Shmita's Karkois is Noig. But if Yovel is not Noig because Ein Reiv Yeshver Aleh, in such a case, who Adin, the Shmita's Ksofim is not Noig, but about the Shmita's Karkois is the Raisa. The Chazon Yecheskel is medayik from the Loshna of the Rambam in Perek Yud Hilchos Shmita v'Yovel Halacha test. The Rambam paskins is manchin a Yovel noyig a noyig eved ivri v'loy boti arichoyma v'loy stei achuza v'loy stei acharomim v'y mekablin ger toishov v'nei hegesh v'yis b'oritz midirveyim. The Rambam paskins is manchin a Yovel noyig shmita's only noyig midirabonon v'chein ashmatas ksofim v'chol mokmet midirveyim. At a time that the Eina Yevil Noyik, Shmita is only Midirabonon, the Issa to be over the Kaka Bishnasa Shmita is only Nissa Midirabonon, and who had the Shmita's Ksofim is also only Midirabonon. The case of Mishnah in Perigil from Milch Shmita Yevil on the Rambam pass explains the Rambam's Lav Dafka and Shmita's Karkois is Noyik Minatoyo, but the Mashmois of the Rambam is that Shmita's Karkois is totally it's only when Yevil is Noyik. So the Chazon Yecheskel, Agam that the Rambam paskins Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel Ashaita VeKitchel Asa Lavi, so there is a Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael. Afilu Achi the Issa Shmita would not be Minat Torah, and like he explained, being that even though we hold Kitchel Asa Lavi, being that the Yevul is not Noyik because Ein Reiv Yeshver Aleh, so who Adin Shmita's Karkois is not Noyik because Shmita's only Noyik because Mancha Yevul Noyik. Dr. Chazon Yecheskel, if he this, the Rashbam and Asugya would be not like the Rambam. The Rashbam and Asugya is Mefarish this that Rav Yosef Reb Chanina told the Shamish to be Yotze the Paris for 3 years. Is because he holds Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel Ashaita VeKitchel Asa Lavi. Smash from the Rashbam, it's Dafka because he holds Kitchel Asa Lavi, therefore Shmita is Noyig. Daina, the Rashbam is being Mefarish Asugi that the Issa Shmita that we're talking about is an Issa Shmita Midiraisa. And according to the Man Yomer Kitchel Asa Lavi, there's an Issa Shmita Midiraisa. So, the Chazon Yecheskel, according to the Rambam, even if he holds Kitchel Rishayna Kitchel Ashaita VeKitchel Asa Lavi, this Issa Shmita is only Nissa Midirabanan. And therefore, there shouldn't be any Afkamina if he holds Kitchel Asa Lavi, like Kitchel Asa Lavi, Shmita is Noyig as Man Azem Midirabanan. Dr. Chazon Yecheskel, because matrik that the Rashbam also holds like the Shita of the Rambam, and the Rashbam is also moide that Shmita Bizman Azeh is only Midrabanan. And Afilu Hachi, the Rashbam is Mefarish Asugi is Dafka according to the Man Yomer Kitchel Rishayna Kitchel Ashaita VeKitchel Asa Lavi. And the reason for this is if he holds Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel Ashaita VeKitchel Asa Lavi, there's only one Din Midrabanan. There still is the Kedusha Seretz Yisrael, only Shmita is only Noyik, because Mancha Yevil Noyik. So Midiraisa, there is no Issa Shmita, but Afilu Hachi, the Rabbanan will Gezer in Issa Shmita. Mashnekin according to the Man Yomer Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel Ashaita VeLoy Kitchel Asa Lavi. So there's no Issa Shmita Bain because there is no Kedusha anymore because it was bottled the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. And Bain mitzah the reason that Ein Reiv Yeshver Aleh and therefore it's not Kozman Shayevel Noyig and Shmita is only Noyig Kozman Shayevel Noyig. So being that there's two reasons why the Issa Shmita is not Noyig in such a case, the Rabbanan will not go to the Issa Shvius, and according to the Man Yomer Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel Ashaita VeLoy Kitchel Asa Lavi, there wouldn't even be an Issa Midir Rabbanan. Shmita wouldn't even be Noyig Midir Rabbanan. And therefore, the Rashbam was Mefarish Asugya Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel Ashaita VeKitchel Asa Lavi, and therefore it's Asa Midirabanan, and that's why he was 8 to the Paris for Gimel Shanim. But according to the Ma'an Ne'ama, Loi Kit Shel Asalava, being that this one reason is that there is no Kedusha, V'oid Mideraisa, there's no Isser, because it's Ein Rav Yesh Ve'ala, in such a case, there wouldn't even be a Isser Mideraabanan. There is another important diak in the Rashbam. The Rashbam is Mefarish. This that Reb Yosef Reb Chanina told the Shamish to be Eitzer the Peis V'Gimel Shonim is because he holds as an Isser of Shemitah, being that he holds Kedusha Rishoyne, Kedusha L'Shaita, V'Kit Shel Asalava. So in the Rashbam is Messiah Muhammad, the Yama b'Megillah Shamati Shemakpiv and Afafi Shem Bayis. He held his Kitchel Asalove like the man. The Yama b'Megillah holds that the Kedushas HaMikdash is like Batal and his Kitchel Asalove Shamati Shemakpiv and Afafi Shem Bayis. It's Mavuaf in the Rashbam that the Rashbam holds its Tali Habaha. The man the Yama holds Makpiv and Afafi Shem Bayis that the Kedusha of the Mikdash doesn't come off with the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash. It's Tali in the man the Yama of the Kedushas of Yisrael is Kitchel Ashaita v'Kitchel Asalove. The Rambam in Perek Vav Milchus Beis Avichira Alocha Tez Vav and Tez Zayin. The Rambam paskins when it comes to the Makivin Afa Pishayim Bayis, we paskin like Mount Yambar Shamati Shemakivin Afa Pishayim Bayis, and the Kedusha Rishoyin of the Kedusha's Beis Hamikdash is like Paka, and if one can be Makir Afa Pishayim Bayis. But the Rambam paskins that Zdafka Venegay, the Kedusha's Hamikdash, we paskin it's Kitchel Asalavi, and the Kedusha is not Paka. When it comes to the Kedusha Seretz Yisrael, Kedusha Rishoyin of Kitchel Ashaita Veloy Kitchel Asalavi, Bezman the Churban of the Bayis Rishon, the Kedusha Rishayna was bottled. So the Rambam, it's only the Kedushas Ezra, which is a Kiddush Bechazaka, and it wasn't a Kiddush Bekibush. That Kedusha, which is only a Kedusha Bechazaka, is Kitchel Asalavi, and that Kedusha is not bottled. But Akmikamakab, according to the Rambam, there's a chiluk between the Kedusha HaMikdash and the Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. The Kedusha of the Mikdash was a bottle of from the Kiddush Rishayna, and therefore Makivin Afa Pishayn Bayis, even Beshas the Churban Bayis Rishon, it's Makivin Afa Pishayn Bayis, the Kedusha is not bottled. Mashiach, when it comes to the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, the Rambam paskins the Kedusha Rishayna was Kitchel Ashaita v'loy Kitchel Asalavai. Mashiach, the Kiddush Shnia, the Kiddush B'Meyezah was Kitchel Asalavai, and that Kedusha is not bottled. But it's been proof from the Rambam that the Kedushas Beis HaMikdash and the Kedushas Abayis are not totally hub, and the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael are not totally hub baha. And the Chai we see from the Rashbam is Chaylik on this Rambam. The Rashbam is saying that we're going to feed the man the Yama, Makiv and Afal Pishayim Bayis is being Tailik, Makiv and Afal Pishayim Bayis in Kedusha Rishayna, Kitchel Ashaita, Vikitchel Asalavai, and at the Lake of the Rambam that's Machalak between the Kedushas and Mikdash and Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Our component to summarize, we said over the Rashbam that our sugya, this that we with mutter to be oitz of the Paris for Gimel Shalom, Erev Shvius, Shvius, and Metzoy Shvius, is Dafkul, feed the man the Yama, Kitchel Ashaita, Vikitchel Asalavai. The Ritva says we either going according to the Mandama Kitchel Lasa Lava or I feel the Mandama Loi Kitchel Lasa Lava, there's an Issam of the Rabbanon and Shemitah is Noig of the Rabbanon. We said over the Shaila of the Yelis HaShachar, why is it that the Rashbam is Mefarish HaSugya Dafka in Mandama Kitchel Lasa Lava, I feel the Mandama Loi Kitchel Lasa Lava, also there's an Issam of the Rabbanon. And we said over it's possible that the Rashbam was like the Shita of the Ravid and Balamor and Gittin that if according to the Mandama Loi Kitchel Lasa Lava, there is no Shemitah of the Rabbanon and Smutah Filim of the Rabbanon and Shemitah is not Noig Bechlau. Instead of then the Chazen Yecheskel's Medayik from the Gemara by Cotton and Avdalid, that even Ma'anama Kitchel Asalava is also masking that Shemitah is Manazeh is only Midrabanan. And he's Medayik this in the Psak of the Rambam in Paragir Alachates. The Rambam is masking Mashma that Shemitah is Manazeh is totally in Yevil, and being that Yevil is not Noyig because Ein Rav Yesh Ve'ala, who are then Shemitah is also not Noyig, and Shemitah is Manazeh will be Midrabanan, I feel according to Ma'anama Kitchel Asalava. And the Rambam is passing like Shita's Rebbe because Manchat and Meshamit Karkat and Meshamit Ksofin. And the Rambam explains, Rabbi, because not the Mesham Karkas, not like the Kesef Mishnah who says it means Shemitah, it means the Shemitah's Karkois of Yovel, the Issah to do Molochon Karkois Bishnasa Yovel, that Shemitah's Ksafim is Tali in Yovel, but it means real Shemitah's Karkois, the Shemitah's Karkois of the Shnasa Shemitah is also Tali in whether or not the Shemitah's Karkois of Yovel, whether or not Yovel is being Noig, and if Yovel is not being Noig, what then the Issah Molochon, the Issah to be over the Karka Bishmitah is also not Noig Midaraisa. Zokta Chazon Yecheskel, mashma from the Rashbam, not like the Rambam. The Rashbam is mashma that it's totally of Kitchel Asalavi, there's Issa Shemitah Midaraisa. And the Chazon Yecheskel is matcha that it's possible the Rashbam held according to the Mandama Kitchel Asalavi, there's an Issa Midarabon of Shemitah, being that there's only one reason Midaraisa why the Shemitah is not being Noig is because Ein Rav Yesh Ve'aleh. Mashenkin according to the Mandama, Loi Kitchel Asalavi, where there's no Kedush in Eretz Yisrael, and it's Ein Rav Yesh Ve'aleh, there would not be Afilon Issa Midarabon, and also, and therefore the Rashbam is Mefarish HaSugya, Dafka according to the Man Yama, Kitchel HaSalavai. We then said over that the Rashbam is Mashma, that it's totally in Kitchel HaSalavai, like Kitchel HaSalavai, whether or not one can be Makiv Afa Pishayim Bayis. And Dafka in the Man Yama, Kitchel HaSalavai, with Allah Chabi Makivin Afa Pishayim Bayis, and this is not like the Rambam in Perek Vav from Luchas Beis HaBechir. The Rambam paskins that Makivin Afa Pishayim Bayis is even Man Yama, like Kitchel HaSalavai, the Kedusha Rishayna was bottled. And only Kedusha Shnia B'Mei Ezra is Kayim and Kitchel Asalavai. And Afilu Achim, when it comes to the Kedusha's Beis HaMikdash, The Kedushas Beis HaMikdash is, even the Kedushas Rishon is not bottled, is a chiluk between Kedushas Beis HaMikdash and Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. And we see from the Rashbam, not like the Rambam, the Rashbam will tell the Abaha, if Kitch lost his love, who didn't make even apple pish and bias. The Gemara continues and brings a braisa in Beitziyim, Peiris, Meretz Yisrael, Dvorim Sheish ben Chai Nefesh, Gonyenish, Shmonim Vesultif. There's an issur to take Peiris out of Eretz Yisrael, but Dvorim Sheish ben Chai Nefesh, wine, oils, and flour, it's also to take it out of Eretz Yisrael. And if Yudub and Meseiris Mate, Beyayin, if Nation Memait, as a Tiflo, there's a heter on wine, being that it's good to take the wine out, people shouldn't have so much wine, therefore if Yudub Mate is taking wine out of Eretz Yisrael. And the Braisa continues, Ukeshem Shem Meitzian Me Eretz Lechutz Loretz Kach Eim Meitzian Me Eretz Yisrael Lesoya. Just like there's an Issa to take out of Eretz Yisrael to take it to Chutz Loretz, so too there's an Issa to take from Eretz Yisrael to Soya. And Rabbi Yehuda Matis from Aprichia to Aprichia, there's a Heta to take from two places that are right near each other, as Ram is Mefarish, that Soya is right near Eretz Yisrael. And here there's a special Heta to take from Eretz Yisrael to Soya. On this that is in the Braisa mentioned an Issa to take from Eretz Yisrael to Soya, the Rashbam is Mefarish, because Kibush Yachid Lo Yishmei Kibush. And this is based on the Gemara and Avodah Zarah and Dav Chof and the Gemara and Kitten Dav Ches, that there's a machlokes whether or not this that David conquered Soya, does that give a Kedushas Eretz Yisrael or doesn't give a Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara is telling the machlokes whether or not Kibush Yachid Shmei Kibush or Kibush Yachid Lo Yishmei Kibush. So the Rashbam, this that the Braisa is telling us, a Moitzian Paris Meretz Yisrael to Soya, because Soya does not have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, the Tana of this Braisa holds Kibush Yochid Lo Yishmei Kibush. What does it mean, Kibush Yochid, that they're arguing about whether or not this Kibush gives Kedushas Eretz Yisrael or doesn't give Kedushas Eretz Yisrael? Rashi and Gittin on Dav Chesem and Bezes Mefarish, that if David HaMelech went, he was Kovishit Shaloi B'Rabim, he did not have a Rabim of Yisrael when he went to be Kovishit. And this that we say when the Yidden conquer land outside Eretz Yisrael, they can give a Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is Dafka when you have Kol Yisrael Yachad. But if it's Dafka Yochid going to conquer, in such a case, the what he was Kovish does not get Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, and that's the Machlokes of Kibush Yochid Lo Yishmei Kibush or Yishmei Kibush. Tosis in our sugya is Chelek and Rashi, and Tosis brings the Josh of the Sefri, that this that we say when the Yidden conquer outside of Eretz Yisrael, it gives the Eretz that they conquered also gets Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is Dafka after they finish conquering Eretz Yisrael. And they are Moivish Eretz Yisrael, they wipe out all the goyim that are living in Eretz Yisrael, and they're completely Koivish Eretz Yisrael, Tachas Yodom, after the Gemara of Kibush Eretz Yisrael, when they are Koivish outside Eretz Yisrael, they could also give Chutz Loretz to Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. But whatever they are Koivish before they are finished being Koivish Eretz Yisrael, does not get Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, and that's what the Gemara means, Kibush Yochid Lo Yishmei Kibush, being that David HaMelech conquered Surya before Klai Yisrael was Goymer being Koivish Eretz Yisrael, Tachas Yodom. There was still Goyim living in Eretz Yisrael that Klai Yisrael never conquered. They weren't completely Yerush Eretz Yisrael yet. Therefore, when David HaMelech went and he conquered Soya or Shaloi Kedin, because it was not yet finished the Kibush of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore that Kibush does not give the Eretz of the land that he conquered, the Chutzlar, the Soya that he conquered, does not get Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. And that's what we mean when we say Kibush Yachid. Ma'am Shifin Gittin asks, Bishlomo, according to Rashi, it's understandable why we called Kibush Yachid, being that the Chesaron of why the Kedusha is not Chal is because it wasn't Kol Yisrael Yachad. Therefore, the Gemara calls it Kibush Yachid Lo Yishmei Kibush. But according to Tosis, that the Chesaron has nothing to do with whether or not it was Kol Yisrael Yachad. The Chesaron is being that they were not yet finished being Kovish Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, with the Kovish Yachid Lo does not get Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Why does the Gemara call this Kibush Yachid? What does it have to do with the Lashon of Kibush Yachid by Yachid being Kovish? The Ikir Chesaron has nothing to do with being a Yachid or a Rabbim. The Ikir Chesaron is that they weren't being yet finished being Kovish Eretz Yisrael. And the Ma'am Shif is Mitzayin to the Divrei Ramban and Seif Parsha Sekev. The Ramban is going on the pasuk of Kol Hamakom Asher Tidrich Kafraglich and Boy Lochem Yeh, and that's a drasha that wherever the Yidden go and conquer Kol Hamakom Asher Tidrich Kafraglich and Lochem Yeh, that would also get Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. And the Ramban explains this is the Machlokes by Surya, which is Kibush Yochid, whether or not it's Shmei Kibush or not. Zak the Ramban, because David was Koviship, he wasn't Shoyal to Vetumim, and he wasn't Nimlach Pesanhejin when he went to be Kovish Surya. And Dr. Amban, the way we know that he wasn't Shoyal B'Um V'Tumim is Ki Ayachayiv L'Hoivish Kol Shivas Agoyim B'Tchila. Be'emes he was Mechuyiv to be Kovish first and be Moivish Kol Shivas Agoyim before he's Kovish outside of Eretz Yisrael. And after he's finished being Goyim with the Kibush Eretz Yisrael, he can go be Kovish outside of Eretz Yisrael. Dr. Amban, being that he wasn't Shoyal B'Um V'Tumim and he wasn't Shoyal B'Sanhejin, and it was Shaloi Kedin that he was Kovish outside of Eretz Yisrael before he was being Goyim with the Kibush of Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, that's called Kibush Yochid and Slo Yishmei Kibush. And the other man that holds that being that Mikamakim, he was Kovish and now belongs to Yidden, that's also included in the Pasuk of Kamakim Asher Tidrich Kafrag Lechem Boy Lechem Yiyah. It's a word from the Ramban that there's two Mahalchim to be Mekadish outside of Eretz Yisrael. after the Gemara of the Kibush of Eretz Yisrael, when one conquers that outside Eretz Yisrael, then it's Chal Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. But even before the Gemara of the Kibush of Eretz Yisrael, if one is to be Shoyl B'Sanhedrin and to be Shoyl V'um V'tumim, and he would get a tzivui to be Kovish outside of Eretz Yisrael, would also be Chal Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban says that David HaMelech was Eisa B'Tzai Nafshay Shalai Sharm V'um V'tumim V'lai Nimlach B'Sanhedrin. But if he would have been Shoyl V'um V'tumim, or he would have been Nimlach B'Sanhedrin, in such a case it would be Chal Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, even if there was not yet Nigmar the Kibush of Eretz Yisrael. And the Ramban's Raya is though the Sanhedrin wouldn't have told him to be Kovish, being that the Halach is that first you should be going with the Kibush of Eretz Yisrael. But Mikamakim, the Lashon of Kibush Yachid is that it wasn't done with the Sheilah from the Sanhedrin and the Sheilah with the V'tumim. It was done with Midas Yechidah, it was done with Midas Nafshe, B'Tzai Nafshe, to be Kovish outside of Eretz Yisrael. But according to Tosfos, the Lashon of Kibush Yachid is that he wasn't Nimlach by Sanhedrin and he wasn't Sheilah in the V'tumim. There is a third sheet in the Rishonim, a Pshara between Das Rashi and Das Tosfos. The Rambam in Hilchos Trumas, Perak Alpha Halacha Beis, paskins that Eretz Yisrael Amur B'Chamakim is the Arotis that they were Kovish Neis and Melech Yisrael, and the Rambam paskins anytime a Rabbim is Kovish that gets the Halacha of Eretz Yisrael and has Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. But a Yachid who is Kovish, like Shitas Rashi, a Yachid who is Kovish does not give Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, it's Dafka Rabbim that is Kovish. The Rambam then continues in Halacha Gimel and says the Arotis that David conquered Chutzar out of Eretz Yisrael, and Aram Narayim, which is Surya, it's not Chal Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Why doesn't it get the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael? Zok the Rambam, because he was Kovish before he was Kovish Kol Eretz Yisrael, and there was still Nishak from the Shiva Amamim, so therefore being that it wasn't yet Nigma, the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, Zok the Rambam, that's where the Kedushas Nachal, and that's like Shitas Tosfos. And L'choyah, the Rambam is being Eichas, the Chevel Mishnei Roshim, he's paskening like Shitas Tosfos, that the reason why David HaMelech's Kedusha was not Chal, was being that it was not yet Nigma, the Kibush of Eretz Yisrael, therefore the Kedushas Nachal. But Afiluach, the Rambam is teaching when the Gemara says that it's totally if Kibush Yachid Shmei Kibush or Loish Shmei Kibush, that means to say a Yachid Lafuke Rabbim. And the Rambam is being afarish, the Gemara of Kibush Yachid Shmei Kibush is like Das Rashi, that there's a chiluk between a Yachid who was Kovish and a Rabbim was Kovish, that when a Yachid is Kovish, it's Nachal Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. And the Chayyid is the Steer in the Rambam, Zaka, the Rambam explained the Gemara of Kibush Yachid, the Gemara is Toyla Kibush David and Kibush Yachid, and the Chesaron is that only a Yachid was conquering and not a Rabbim, and the Rambam still paskins, the reason why the Kedusha is not Chal by Kibush David is because, being that it wasn't yet Nigma, the Kibush of Eretz Yisrael, therefore the Kedusha is not Chal. The Dvar of Roman is a similar Mahalach in the Mishnah of Aaron and Gittin, Mepharish the Das Rambam, this that the Rambam paskins like Rashi and also paskins like Tosfos. Is the Rambam held that when David went to be Kovish Surya, it was Taka Kol Yisrael Yachad? The Rambam holds like Rashi that a Kibush Yachid, if one person goes to be Kovish, it cannot be Mechel Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. But when David HaMelech went to be Kovish Surya, he went with a Kibush Rabbim. And being that he went with a Kibush Rabbim, according to Rashi, it should be Chal Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Only the Rambam paskas like this, Sefri, that it's Afka after the Gemara of Kibush Eretz Yisrael, then you have Rishus to be Kovish outside of Eretz Yisrael. But before the Gemara of the Kibush of Eretz Yisrael, one does not have Rishus to be Kovish outside of Eretz Yisrael. And being that this kibush, even though it was done with a rabbin, was done shalai b'shus. Being that the kibush was done shalai b'shus and shalai b'hetet, because first they should have been going with the kibush of Eretz Yisrael before they went to be kovish surya, it does not have halacha of a kibush rabbin. Only a kibush of a rabbin that's done b'hetet or b'shus has halacha of a kibush rabbin. A kibush of a rabbin that's done shalai b'shus and shalai b'hetet does not have halacha of a kibush rabbin. And Mela, according to the man, that Dafka Kibush Rabbim is Mekadesh Eretz Yisrael, on the case of David HaMelech, when it was done, Shalai B'Shus Shalai B'Heter, it would not be called the Kibush Rabbim, it cannot be Mechel Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. This that the Gemara is Taylor, that it's totally of Kibush Yachid Shmei Kibush, or Kibush Yachid Lo Yishmei Kibush. Zogdei Baran, this that we say, that we need Dafka B'Shus B'Heter in order to be Mechel Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, is Dafka if we need a Kibush. According to the Man Omer, Kibush Yachid Lo Yishmei Kibush, he holds that Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is only Chal with a Din Kibush. And a din kibush requires to be b'shusu b'heter, even if it was done with a rabbim. But just like it requires a rabbim, it requires to be done b'shusu b'heter. And being that in this case it was done shalai b'shus v'shalai b'heter, does not have a loch of a kibush, and therefore the kedushas eretz yisrael is nachal. Mashenkid, according to the man dama kibush yochid shmei kibush, it's not the pshat that he holds a kibush yochid is a kibush. The pshat man dama kibush yochid shmei kibush is because the old one does not need a din kibush in order to make a kedushas eretz yisrael. Athli, without a din kibush, also one can make a kedushas eretz yisrael as long as it belongs to a yid, it can be chal kedushas eretz yisrael and become an addition and a suffer on eretz yisrael. Mele, even though David HaMelech, when he conquered Surya, was shalai kedin because it wasn't yet nigma the kibush of eretz yisrael, and therefore he should not have been kovish Surya, afilochi, now it belongs to a yid, And once it belongs to a year, that's enough to create a Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, to create a Safan Eretz Yisrael. And therefore the Gemara is tailored if Kibush Yachid Shmei Kibush or Kibush Yachid Lai Shmei Kibush. According to the Ba'anam, Kibush Yachid Lai Shmei Kibush, Mele is a Din Kibush. And a Din Kibush requires to be B'shusu B'heter. And therefore David HaMelech HaGam was B'Rabim would not be Chal Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. There is no din kibush bechlal, and afilo if it's done shalay b'shus v'shalay beheter, it would still be chal k'tushas eretz Yisrael, and therefore David HaMelech's kibush of soya is mechal k'tushas eretz Yisrael. And the etzim nidin our sugya whether or not soya was niskadish k'tushas eretz Yisrael, and the Gemara by the Zohar explained it's telling whether or not kibush yachid shmei kibush and kibush yachid is loy shmei kibush, which the mefarshim amazber it's telling the kibush of David HaMelech was David HaMelech's kibush, which was a kibush yachid. Was that in the Kaddish Suya with the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, or was David HaMelech's Kibush, which is a Kibush Yochid, Lo Yishmei Kibush, and if it was not in the Kaddish Suya with the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael? There's a Yudhudig Akash in the Achreinim, why is it totally in the Kibush of David HaMelech? L'chayu, the Kibush of David HaMelech is only the Kiddush Rishayna. The reason why we're Noyig is Manazeh Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, that's Mechayivas with Manazeh to be Noyig with the Mitzvah Satlis for its Machmas, the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is Machmash, the Kibush of Ezra. The Kedusha that Ezra was Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael by the Kiddush Nia, and that Kiddush Nia was Kiddush L'Shaita v'Kiddush L'Asalavoy. The Kedusha of David HaMelech was the Kiddush Rishayna, and that Kedusha was Batal. It's only the Kiddush Nia of Kibush Ezra, that Kedusha is Kiddush L'Asalavoy. So why is the Gemara Toiler whether or not Surya as a Kedusha Eretz Yisrael is Toiler whether or not the Kibush of Yochid Shmei Kibush, whether or not the Kibush of David HaMelech had Aloch of Kibush, and that was Mekadosh Kedusha Eretz Yisrael? That Kedusha was bottled anyways. B'shas, the Golas Bavel, when Klaisel went to Golas, at that point it was bottled the Kedusha. It's only B'shas, the Kibush Shnia, the Aliyah of Ezra, that he was Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael, the Kedusha Shnia. If Ezra was Mekadosh Surya, then Surya would have a Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. And if Ezra was not Kedusha Surya, and Ezra was not Mekadosh Surya, then L'chayra Surya should not have a Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. The disciple in Shviya says this should be totally in the Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. According to Rashi, that the Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush or Kibush Yochid Lo Shmei Kibush is this that David HaMelech went, he wasn't Yachad B'chol Yisrael, he went as a Kibush Yochid, he conquered it as a Yochid. So according to Rashi, L'chay, why is it, it's Shver, why is it totally B'chol and David HaMelech, L'chay, we should have a suffix whether or not when Ezra was Kibush Eretz Yisrael, was he also Kibush Surya or not? Man, shaking the Fitaisvis with the Chisaron, why David HaMelech's Kibush is not a Kibush, is being that one first has to conquer the entire Eretz Yisrael, and only after one conquers Eretz Yisrael is a mutter for one to conquer outside of Eretz Yisrael and be Mekadosh with the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So in Cain, the same Chisaron we have B'shas David HaMelech, that Eretz Yisrael was not yet Nichbash B'yad Yisrael, and David HaMelech went and conquered Surya, and therefore that's where Kibush Yochid Lo Yishmei Kibush, that same Chisaron is true B'mei Ezra. B'mei Ezra also, B'shas Ezra went and conquered Eretz Yisrael, he was not Kibush all the Ayaris. The Gemara says that they left over some Ayaris, K'day Lefarnes L'maniyim B'shas HaShviyas. So in Cain, if Ezra wasn't Kibush all the Ayaris of Eretz Yisrael, L'chayu, there's no Makom to be Mekadosh Surya with the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Mashenkein, if Kibush Yochid is Shmei Kibush, and even if one wasn't yet Mekadosh Kol Eretz Yisrael to have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, Afiluachi when he's Mekadosh Surya, and he's Kibush Surya, would give it to Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So just like May David Surya became the Kaddish with the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, who had been May Ezra also Surya would be in the Kaddish with the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So according to Tosis, we can understand why it's calling David HaMelech, because the same Chesaron that was there B'shas David HaMelech would be true B'May Ezra also, and therefore the Gemara is tailored whether or not Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush or Kibush Yochid Lo Shmei Kibush. Reb Chaim in Gittin brings a similar svara to the stipler, and Reb Chaim explains that even the Fitaisus also the Kasher Shver, even though there's a din that one first has to be Kaivish Kol Eretz Yisrael and be Mavish all the Zayin Amin out of Eretz Yisrael and give it to Klai Yisrael, the Klai Yisrael has to own the entire Eretz Yisrael in order to be Mekadosh and any Eretz outside of Eretz Yisrael, any Eretz and Chutz La'aretz to beget Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. First Eretz Yisrael has to be fully Tachas Yad Yisrael, that was only Bezman Kibush of Yeshua. When Klai Yisrael was entering into Eretz Yisrael, there was an Isser to Mechai, anybody from the Zayin Amin, there was a din to be Kibush Kol Eretz Yisrael. At that time, until one is fully conquered Eretz Yisrael, one doesn't have a right yet to go conquer outside of Eretz Yisrael and be Mekadosh any Eretz and Chutz La'aretz with the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Mashenki B'mei Ezra, where Eretz Yisrael was already conquered Tachas Yad Yisrael, and then Klai Yisrael went to Golos, and now they're coming to reconquer it. So Reb Chaim, at that point, there is no issue to be Kibush Arotis outside of Eretz Yisrael, and one can be Mekadosh and Eretz in Chutz La'aretz to get Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, even if you don't have that Kol Eretz Yisrael as Tachas Yad Yisrael. So in Cain, the Chisaron that was there B'mei David HaMelech, that Kol Eretz Yisrael wasn't yet Tachas Yad Yisrael, so therefore he didn't have a right to be Kibush Surya, wasn't there B'mei Ezra. And Mkayin it's under Kusha Leduchte, the same Kasha, we ask on Shitas Rashi, Yishver, and Shitas Taisvus also. Why is the Gemara Toile, whether or not Suya is in the Skadish Kush Tzer Tzisol, is Toile, Toile, if Kibush Yochet, Shmei Kibush, or Kibush Yochet, is Leish Mei Kibush, referring to the Kibush of David HaMelech, Lechoy, we should be Toile, whether or not Ezra conquered Suya, or Ezra did not conquer Suya, it should be Toile in the Kiddush Shnia, not in the Kiddush Rishayna. Reb Chaim answers this question, and there's a similar Mahalach in the Mishnah Sabarin in Gittin Sim Yer Aleph. They explain how Pidi Yushalmi in Shviyas, Perek Vav, Halacha Aleph, Yushalmi brings a Joshua, Reb Yesi Bachanina Omar, he brings the pasuk of Eviyecha Hashem Lekecha Loretz Asher Yoshua Aveisecha Vivishta Hikish Yerushas Chol Yerushas Aveisecha. There's a hekish from the Yerusha Shnia to the Yerushas Aveisecha. My Yerushas Aveisecha Midvar Torah after Yerushas Chol Midvar Torah. And then the Yerushalmi dashes further Veitivcha Vehibcha Me Aveisecha. Aveisecha, they were pturim v'nischayivu, and you also, when you come, you're going to be pturim from the mitzvah Kliyos Baruch, and you're going to become nischayiv. And Yerushalmi continues, Aviseichem lo hoyu aleim ol malchus for atem athal pisha yesh aleichem ol malchus. Still, even though you have ol malchus, afilu ochi, it's going to be considered a ketusha of Eretz Yisrael. And then Yerushalmi says, Aviseichem lo nischayv ol acha yuddalet shono after the kibush for chiluk. Aval atem kivin she nechnastem nischayavtem. As soon as you go into Eretz Yisrael, you're ready nischayv. Aviseichem lo nischayv ol ad shoshe konu kulo. Aval atem vishen vishen koine. So the Yerushalmi is bringing chilukim. There's a v'heitivcha v'hirbucha me'aveisecha. There's a bezundere riboy of the kiddush shniyah, of the kibush shniyah b'mei Ezra. That even though b'mei aveisechem was totally dafka in the kibush v'chilik and dafka after you kibush the entire Eretz Yisrael, ma'ashenkin b'mei Ezra when they're oiled b'kiddush shniyah, as long as they own the Eretz in itself is mekadosh Eretz Yisrael. So the b'chayim, this is not totally in whether or not it was b'mei Yeshua or it's b'mei Ezra. The Joshua of the Pasuk doesn't bring any zman of when it changes over from the Kiddush has to be Dafkei the Kibush or the Kiddush is totally in a Kenyan. So the B'chaim, it's totally whether or not it's the first time or it's the second time. B'mei Yeshua is the first time the Aretz is becoming Niskadesh with Tushas Eretz Yisrael. The first time the Aretz is being Niskadesh with Tushas Eretz Yisrael, that the Alachas of the Kibush Rishayna, which the Yerushalmi is bringing, that it's Dafkei with the Kibush of Yudal Shon with the Kibush V'chilik. But the second time around, once the Eretz was already in the skies with Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, and now you're reconquering it back because the Kedusha was bottled, then the Halacha of the Yerushalmi applies the Kivan Shenichnasta Nischayavtim. As long as you're Nichnas, it's already in the skies with the mitzvahs at least birds, and it's in the skies with Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. It comes out anything that was in the skies with Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, be made Yeshua, b'shas the Kedusha Rishayna, or be made David, b'shas the first time Klai Yisrael was in Eretz Yisrael, and the Kedusha is bottled, be made Golas Bavel. Now when they're coming back to May Ezra to be Rekavishit again, it doesn't have the Halacha of Kibush V'chiluk that was applied in be made Yeshua. It has the Halacha of Kivan Shenichnastam Nischayavtim. As soon as Klai Yisrael nichnas back into the Eretz is the sky with mitzvahs at Luis Eretz, and is in the skies with the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So the Chaim and Kain, it's good why it's totally dafkin the Kibush of David. If Suya was Niskadis with Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, be made David HaMelech, if the Kibush Yachid is made Kibush and already has a Kedushas Eretz and came be made Ezra, as soon as Klai Yisrael will be Nichlis into Suya, it becomes re-Niskadis with Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Mashiach, if David HaMelech's Kibush was a Kibush Yachid Loish made Kibush, if Suya was not yet Niskadis with the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, then as the Alochas of a Kibush Rishayna, and according to Tosfos, it has to be Dafka if the Kvisha is done a day after Eretz Yisrael is fully Tachas Yad Yisrael. And being that B'mei Ezra, Eretz Yisrael wasn't fully Tachas Yad Yisrael, in came the Kibush that's happening to Surya would be a Kibush Rishayna, that's a Kibush Yachad Leishme Kibush. And if Yishitas Rashi, it would be Dafka if it was Kol Yisrael Yachad. Being that B'mei Ezra, even if they went into Surya, it wasn't Kol Yisrael Yachad, so therefore it wouldn't become Venus Gaius for the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, being that it's the first time to be Mekadosh as a Loch of a Kibush Rishayna. Mashenkin, if Kibush Yachad is Shmei Kibush, in Cain, it's this, that now when David HaMelech was ready to Mekadosh Suya with the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, now B'mei Ezra, they're coming to reconquer it, then the Halacha applies to Kivan Shenichnastim, Nischayavtim, and it becomes a Skadish, Venus Kadosh again with Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Now, Kaparang, the summers where we discussed on the Indian of Kibush Yachad, we said over the three Shitas and what the Machlekas of Kibush Yachad, Shmei Kibush, Eloi Shmei Kibush, is Shitas Rashi, it's totally whether or not a Yachad is conquering, it's a Rabban that is conquering. She does our thesis get based on the Sefri. It's totally whether or not Eretz Yisrael is Nichpash Kulei Tachas Yad Yisrael or Eretz Yisrael is not Kulei Tachas Yad Yisrael. And the horror is, according to thesis, why is it called the Kibush Yochid? We said over from the Ramban that if it's done up B'Shus Sanhedrin, Apia V'Tumim, the Ramban Al-Tayr is Mashmah, that even according to thesis also would be in the Skadish with Kibush Eretz Yisrael. And therefore the Chesaron is that it's called Kibush Yochid, but it's really totally whether or not Eretz Yisrael is fully Nichpash Tachas Yad Yisrael or not. And the third sheet is the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam paskins both like Rashi and like Tosfos. The Rambam paskins the kibush of a yochid is loish me kibush, and the Rambam paskins even the kibush of a rabbim also. If Eretz Yisrael is not kulin nichbash tachas Yad Yisrael, it would not be niskadish outside of Eretz Yisrael with Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. And the Achreinim asks, where does the Rambam get the two different dinim? And what Kibush Yachid is, if he explains that Rashi, we only see like Shitas Rashi. If he holds like Tosfos, we only see like Shitas Tosfos. We said the Mahalach of the Dvar Avram and Aban and Mishnah Saban, they explain that it's totally in Kibush Yachid, Shmei Kibush, Olay Shmei Kibush, even though the Rambam holds like Tosfos, if Kol Eretz Yisrael is Nichbash Tachas Yad Yisrael, in Kain is Rishus to go out of Eretz Yisrael to be Kovish, then a Rambam could be Kovish outside Eretz Yisrael and be Mekadosh with Tushas Eretz Yisrael. If Kol the Eretz Yisrael is not Nichbash Tachas Yad Yisrael, so then even if a Rabbim is going out, being that it's Shaloi B'Shus and Shaloi B'Heter to go out to be Kovish outside of Eretz Yisrael, it would not have Aloch of a Kibush Rabbim, it would still have the Aloch of a Kibush Yochid. Rabbi Aaron explained that according to the Ma'adam, a Kibush Yochid, Shmei Kibush, he holds that it's not totally in Kibush, it's only totally in Kinyan. So therefore, even if it's Shaloi B'Shus and it's Shaloi B'Heter, but being that he holds, if there's a Kinyan of a Yid in the Oretz that's Klusamach to Eretz Yisrael, it's also in the skies with Tushas Eretz Yisrael, and does not need Dafka Kibush. So therefore, even though Kol Eretz Yisrael was not Nichbash Tachas Yad Yisrael, Lafiluachi Surya could be in the Scottish with the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. And we said over the Kasha the Achreinim ask, why is it totally Kibush Yochid, Shmei Kibush, Aloish Shmei Kibush, and the Kibush of David HaMelech? The Chayivet should be totally in the Kibush of Kiddushniyah and the Kibush of Ezra. And we said over the disciple who wanted to be totally in the Machlekes, Rashi and Tosfos. According to Rashi, it's Shver, why is it totally in the Kibush of David? It should be totally in the Kibush of Ezra. Mashaken, according to Tosfos, the same chesaron that applied to made David, that Kol Eretz Yisrael was not Tachas Yad Yisrael, also applied to made Ezra, that Kol Eretz Yisrael wasn't Tachas Yad Yisrael, and therefore Surya would not be in the Skadish with the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. And if Chaim said that the chesaron that applied to made David is Dafka be made David before Eretz Yisrael was ever fully conquered. But once Klai Yisrael was Moirish Ula Zayin Amen and they fully conquered Eretz Yisrael, the Isser is Batul, and now even if Eretz Yisrael is not Tachas Yad Yisrael, one can be Mekadosh in Eretz of Chutz La'aretz with Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. And in Kain the Kasha Shver, Bein according to Rashi, Bein according to Tosfos. We said over the Mahalach of Reb Chaim and Reb Aaron, they explain up the Yerushalmi in Shvi'is, Perek Vav, Alocha Aleph, the Yerushalmi Darshan, the Chilik between Kibush Rishon and Kibush Nia. Yerushalmi dashes from the pasuk of Hibucha veTivcha meAviseicha that is by Kibush Rishon it was totally dafka in a Kibush laAchad and only was Neskalis with Tushas Eretz Yisrael after Zayin sheKibush and Zayin sheChilik. Mashenkin by Kibush Nia the Yerushalmi says Kivin sheNichnasta Nischayavtem it's already Neskalis with the Tushas Eretz Yisrael and the Achreinim Amazber that it's the Chilik between Kibush Rishon and Kibush Nia is not totally the Zman of the Kibush. The Yerushalmi doesn't bring any Zman of when this Kibush is. It's telling him whether or not it's the first time or the second time. Therefore, being that Bimei Ezra, it was already the second time. If Surya was Neskadish Bimei David with the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, so then when Ezra went and was re-Kaivish against Surya, it would be Neskadish with the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Mashenkin of Kibush of David, the Kibush Yachad is Leishme Kibush, and Surya never had a Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So when Ezra would go and now be Kaivish, Surya would have the Alochas of a Kibush Rishayna, and would have to be if it was Yachad Kol Yisrael according to Rashi, or Daf give Kol Eretz Yisrael as Tachas Yad Yisrael according to Tosfos, and therefore be telling him whether or not David HaMelech was Kaivish, whether or not Ezra's Kibush now would be able to make Mekadosh the Surya with the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael or not.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.